You talked about the importance of trade for bringing us out of recession, but how can we improve the take-up of opportunities abroad amongst small and medium-sized companies in the UK?
Well, small and medium-sized companies are absolutely the key to our recovery because they're the people who will create the jobs. They have many obstacles. They're far worse affected by red tape than the big multinationals that got compliance departments. They're being hit at the moment by lack of credit on reasonable terms from the banking system, and they find it much more difficult to export, even though Britain now has a competitive exchange rate because of all the overhead costs of maintaining overseas marketing. But the big problem is what happens when you get into trouble, when you have a dispute, who's going to stand up for you? And that's why the Single Market Act, which is now coming through, opening up Europe to trade, something we very much welcome, has got to have built into it, strong protections and support for small business.
I mean, how big is the opportunity in your eyes for small businesses trading into other parts, other countries in Europe?
Well, it's potentially enormous. I mean, the European market, when you take into account all the 27 members, if they really were opened up, you magnify the market opportunities many, many times over. And if the Single Market Act goes ahead, it will open up not just manufacturing, which is by and large pretty free already, but services of all kind, business services, professional services and the rest. And this is where a lot of small businesses are. But they are going to need support and help by making this big European market much more transparent, easy to operate in, with proper protections for companies that get into cross-border disputes.
And are there any particular strengths that you think we have in industry, in small and medium-sized companies that could sell well, if you like, in the European market? Are there particular areas of expertise in the UK?
Well, I mean, Britain does a lot of things very well. I think part of the problem with the last decade is that we've been overshadowed by, the big banks. Before that, it was the big manufacturers. But actually, Britain has real excellence, enormous numbers of very, very good advanced manufacturers, for example, creative industries, professional services, taking up an increasing part of our economy. And a lot of these are world-class companies, but they're not yet household names. And that's what we want to encourage.
And what about your role in charge of universities, really? What about European funding? How important do you see as that being going forward?
Well, British universities are, in many cases, really outstanding institutions. I think if you look at the top 10 in the world, I think four of them are British. And even those that are not big names often do brilliant work with students who don't have a particularly privileged background, who do part-time education and the like. And so, the standard of British universities is really excellent. I want to do everything I can to encourage that. It is going to become a more competitive world. There is going to be a shortage of money. And the more universities can do to establish collaborations within the European Union, exchange of staff and actually, doing business, selling their services, that's very much in their interest, and I want to encourage it.
In terms, again on the issue of funding, in terms of stimulating jobs and growth and development, there is concern in the UK that after the current funding window is going to come to an end, that structural funding in some parts of the UK is going to stop from Europe, and there is a lot of concern about that. What would you say to that?
Well, I sincerely hope it doesn't, because in many ways Britain gets quite a bad deal out of the European budget, and that's one of the reasons why we insist on the rebate. And it is very important that those elements of the European budget that are helpful to the UK, part of which is research, also structural funding for the regions, that continues and we get maximum benefit from it.
And can I just ask one final question, just for an Asian station that we cover for? You mentioned the importance of trade to Pakistan. Can you just explain what exactly you'd like to see to help in the aftermath of the floods?
Well, the statistics show that the potential benefit that Pakistan could derive from opening up markets in Europe, from cuts in tariffs, far exceed the benefit that they will get from aid, welcome though that is and necessary though that is. So what Europe can do is to remove some of the high tariffs that currently exist on Pakistani manufactured export and agricultural goods, which are quite a severe protectionist barrier and stand in the way of their ability to earn their own living, which is what ultimately they want to do.